gold to keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Welcome back. We're having trouble getting a hold of a lot of people because they're sick with the regular garden variety flu. And I want people to understand that these bugs are on the rampage. By the way, the regular flu is not an easy deal either. The regular influenza actually each year kills somewhere between 40 and 60,000 Americans and people around the world. So it's not a minor thing to be sick with some of these bugs. So we have, of course, coming on the program here, we're trying to get... Greg Ford, who's been sick with this terrible bug. We tried to get on Keisha Rogers. She's not available. She's sick with the bug. We're talking about the regular flu, which is very, very lays people low. It can lay you low for a couple of weeks, actually. We are going to have on the program for at least two segments in hour three, Pastor Butch Paugh, the first two segments. And I want to bring on Mark Gaffney, if we can, and get him on. We're going to get him on the last segment of hour three. We might get him on now while we're waiting, because I have some major things to say. This week, by the way, and I'm going to start off with this hour with a little prayer first before we get started. And because this week God declared to me to say after, now in 2 weeks it'll be my birthday, I call my DOA day. After 60 years, after me visiting the Most High God in heaven when an artery was cut in my throat and I went and had a near-death experience, he told me to be silent for 60 years. And this weekend he gave me permission to say what I said, which I did earlier programs. But I'm going to say a little prayer right now for all people on earth, of every nation, every skin color, every nationality, for every nation on earth and for every people on earth to understand what's happening to our world and what's about to transpire, because Monday, the 27th of January 2020, which is just a few days after the Chinese New Year, year 4718, the year of the rat, they have a 12-year cycle, and apparently it's a very ratty-like year, Turns out people like, I think, Emperor Xi in China and AOC are kind of a female Muslim congresswoman, have a little bit of rattishness about them. And, of course, that's what we refer to me and Dr. Piro of Fox News, who's a judge and has been a really wonderful lady. Apparently, we both have some Syrian blood in us. She called them the demon rats, which, by the way, if you see the dance going on now in the Senate hearing, we'll get into that a little later. But I'm going to say a quick prayer. Dear Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Father who incarnated in the flesh, Yahushua HaMashiach, which means the Father, incarnated in the flesh as Yeshua and died to bring a passageway of grace to us rather than the judgment of the Creator God, whose infinite grace and judgment is absolute. For the Lord God creates and the Lord God destroys. Satan can only pervert and make you fall away from a relationship with the Most High God. And heaven doesn't start the day you die. It starts the day you Shema here and do the will of the Most High. We, America, have a duality of nature, and so does many people on the earth led by secret orders, because we do both good and evil, which is the Luciferic way of Satan, the opposer. We got Mark Gaffney. Wonderful. So I'll finish my prayer. So may you be blessed by the knowledge you receive today that it can save you. And we are a shield maker, as I mentioned in the last segment of the first hour with Michelle. Shield maker of the physical shield to protect you against the SARS and the flu and other pathogens. A shield maker against the electropollution of 5G network and other electrotoxins. A shield maker against the lies and the disinformation of the liocracy, and I call the slither, like a snake-ocracy, of the left and the right, telling you lies to manipulate and control you as lemmings, or sheeple, as my friend David Dees calls them. And may the Lord bless you with literally the spiritual and intellectual manna to tell you the truth, to prepare you for what's coming upon the face of the earth, because this week, January 27th, 2020, was the start of the first day of the apocalypse, of the unveiling of both the good and evil, and God's purposes to end the reptilian empire on earth that has been here for many, many ages. So, Mark, it's good to have you on the program. We were talking, I talked yesterday, and we had a great deal of trouble on our phone line. One of the people thought I was cutting him off. He was cut off because his phone in South America, Professor McCanny, is pretty poor. And we weren't cutting him off at all. I wanted to talk more, but his phone connection was horrendous. And of course, yesterday when I heard a lot of coughing in the background, it was my friend Greg Ford, who's been on many times over the last few months. And he was hacking his head off. I wondered who it was. I thought it was somebody in McCanny's office. It actually was Greg. And he hadn't talked yet, but he was coughing so much he had to bow out and couldn't make it. So for those people who think Dr. Deagle cuts people off, which I do, I have that defect, I wasn't cutting him off. He was cut off by his phone line connection to North America. So, Mark, I'm not going to cut you off. I want you to summarize the latest data you have on the, I refer to the term as a lithospheric disjunction. We had much discussions afterward with these research from Dr. Stephen D. Jacobson of Northwestern University in Illinois and his work and many other scientists. I'd like you to summarize what you have so far in terms of the crustal slip of the Earth on the mantle and what's happening and where we're likely to see another catastrophe like this, which happened 5 times in the last 120,000 years on Earth. Go ahead.
Well, 4 times for sure, maybe 5. I am just wrapping up 3 chapters of a book I'm writing and 3 chapters about the woolly mammoth. And I am making a prediction based on everything I've learned that if we could actually prove this theory of Charles Hapgood of crustal displacement, all we have to do is go up to the Arctic north of Siberia and look under that on the continental shelf, I believe they're going to find the remnants of the old forest, the old taiga forest, to the north of the tundra, under the water. Right. You know, there were many, many reports from the early explorers of tremendous amounts of driftwood along that Siberian shore. It was like a bathtub rain. There was so much wood up there. The locals in Siberia call it Noah wood. And, you know, indeed, hearkening back to the Great Deluge, but in a sense they're right because this ancient forest is under that ocean, what remains of it. Right. And, if we go up there and find it, they won't be able to explain it. And I think it's could be a very simple way of proving Hapgood's theory, this crustal theory, crustal displacement theory.
Right. Right.
Now, so anyway, all we got to do is go look. It's up there.
Okay. Well, what do you think they're going to find? What again? Just repeat. What will they find when they go up there? That's geological. That'll ultimately prove it.
Well, the continental shelf extends for like 300 or 400 miles north of the Siberian shore. This used to be the Mammoth Steppe. It's now underwater. Okay. And north of this, they're going to find the forest up there, the ancient forest. See, look, if you look at the vegetation zones today in Asia, they go in stepwise fashion from the south to north, from desert steppe forest tundra, and in the north, tundra.
Right.
When the crust moved, it moved Siberia to the north, okay? So the old steppe is now tundra, and the ancient forest that was north of the former steppe is now north of the tundra. Do you understand what I'm saying? But it's underwater. It's under the Arctic Sea. This can prove Hapgood's theory. All they got to do is go look.
Right. Now, here's the important point, and we connected these together. Now, I have 3 sources of information. I'm better than by a large margin than the average person searching through the sewer net. But on top of that, I have intel access and classified access to science and above top secret information. And I have people even contact me after listening to my show and the questions I raise, because it's more important to have better questions than necessarily all the answers. We, like you, for example, just now you're saying you have some questions, and these explorations can provide further answers, which will provide further questions as well, right?
Well, for everything every time you figure out something, you're raising a half dozen new questions.
Right, but let me just connect a few dots here. And if there are basically 2 major conjectures, the first one is absolutely proven by Dr. Steve Jacobs and dozens of scientists all over the world, that ringwoodite, which occupies the deep mantle between 410 and 660 kilometers, is made 2.5% of nascent oxygen and hydrogen. When the nuclei are shaken, they release them and they form water that lowers the melting point of rock, and all the magma and all the earthquakes and volcanoes on Earth is driven by the release of nascent water that actually is 10 times, according to their calculations, based on the rock concentration and the compression of the rocks to come up from the interoceanic cleft, that the amount of water inside the mantle is 10 times at least, or more than all the water in all the oceans and lakes and all the atmosphere around the Earth. Now that's pretty significant, that all the volcanoes and earthquakes are driven by water, and water is released when the nuclei are unstable or shaken and release nascent oxygen and hydrogen. Okay? Now, I have three sources of information. The first is the sewernet, I call it, the internet. Second is intel and science contacts of people that have worked in classified projects, including Space Command. One of the things that I got contact in Space Command was that they had put up into space the next generation of satellites from the HARP project, and they put up nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum nanoparticles to turn the air into a plasma so they could not only do torsion field imaging or gravitonic imaging through the Earth to map out all the resources of minerals and underground ancient facilities, some of them going back tens of thousands of years, but also map out things like charged batholiths of oil, water, etc. So they have mapped out the Earth and all the tectonic plates, and they even know the resonant frequency of each plate. So if they set up a resonant energy generation over that plate to create giant waves, like the Scottish walking over a bridge in Scotland 250 years ago, in step, it'll rip the bridge apart by ripping out the virvets. They've discovered this. So you have to walk out of step over a bridge if you're in the military, right? Now, Nikola Tesla's research back 100 years ago in New York, in Lower Manhattan, he had a little device he could put in his pocket. When he attached to a inside pillar of a building, it would create a resonant frequency giant wave, and it would rip the building apart. So if the frequencies are not present in an earthquake fault zone, they are similar to frequencies in a building. It can't tear the building apart. Does that make sense? So the best way to actually protect a building isn't just to give it a slider to make the building slide when an earthquake hits the bottom of the building. It's what's called like a Bose headphone to actually create an anti-frequency, the same way you can create an anti-frequency to the telluric frequency around a fault zone so that you have microquakes every day rather than a megaquake every two or three centuries or 1,000 years. Does that make sense? So Dr. Dingell knows how to turn off earthquakes and volcanoes even when they're released deep in the Earth. Now the problem is with this event, what I had is I have a number of visions about many things, and I only have a bunch of 3x5 cards, but it's a pretty significant number of 3x5 cards, not a few. But it's not my opinion, and if I have three things, if I have the sewernet, my intel agents, and my special scientists like Dr. McGanny, which we've had on the program yesterday with some bad audio, and the third is supernatural. Now, I have a gift that goes way beyond Edgar Cayce or any known so-called psychic that's in modern history. Like the ancient Greeks, where they had their people they would go to find out the future, right? Well, the fact is that, like all the ancient prophets, I have a gift where when God prompts me to pray on something, he reveals things. Like 2.5 years ago, Russian nukes and nuclear submarines tunneling to the Orinoco River and hypersonic cruise missiles on Lauchiel Island, which I told my friend John W. Spring, and I'm not an idiot, even though they think people of me are crazy or psychotic or I'm the Antichrist, some idiots think that. I'm just a normal person with unusual talents, okay? And so I'm having more visions about this particular event than anything else in my life, believe it or not, is the lithospheric disjunction over the last 12 or 13 years. And many, many visions, including standing visions or dreams and whatever, and I'm going to give you the summary of them. When it happens, it will cause superquakes and tsunamis hitting the coasts. It will cause quakes in every fault zone on Earth. It will cause the breakdown of nuclear reactors. If you're downwind of a nuclear reactor, you're going to lose containment. If you're in a big city, your power is going to be gone if you don't have your own power source. And it'll be then worse than the day after tomorrow or the Day of the Living Dead. It'll be unbelievable. You have to understand that the globalists are building deep underground military bases, and they have three sources of income run by the Thule Society that took over with George Bush Sr., the prophecy back in 1933 by the Thule Society that when the Second World War ended, the Nazis didn't lose the war, they won it. Because they took over the guts of the so-called OSS, became the CIA, NSA, and Project Omega. And the Five Eyes, which is America, Canada, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. People need to know they got their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticker for an underground survival place when this happens. Okay? And I'm going to go into it in detail.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
trying to see if we can get Greg Ford on even for just a couple minutes because, now, Greg is an intel agent with the CIA, and they moved weapons of mass destruction. You have to understand, last night I was up around 4 in the morning, put up a video from a little young man in China who was sent to me. And that video was actually translated to English, and apparently the person who was talking at first was a Chinese nurse in actually Wuhan, China. Okay? Now, you got to understand, why is this timing so timely? This week, called the Week of the Apocalypse, we not only have this dance with the devil, which is trying to destroy the Republic of America, because if the demon rats have their way, Mick Mulvaney and John Lightning Bolt Bolton, if they actually testify, it means no president will have private conversations again, so the office of the presidency is now paralyzed. So the only way a president will be a president in the future is either to be a vassal of the Senate and the Congress, mainly the Congress, or to be a dictator like an emperor. So you either have one or the other. You're either going to have a vassal that can be impeached on either party, or you'll have an emperor. Okay? That's where we're headed. And that's going to happen now. This is not something future. It can happen now. Especially if there's a national disaster like a nuclear war, or we have a war with Russia and Iran, et cetera, or a major super plague like this one. Now, the second thing that's happening is the USMCA treaty, which was put together by Jared Kushner, the wizard son-in-law of Donald J. Trump, and his now converted to it's a real hell, Israel, which is not ancient Judaism, it's modern Luciferic Judaism. And people say, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm a Semite. You can't say that. It's like telling somebody who's black, you can't talk about black people. That's ridiculous. The third thing that happened is we had this first phase of this treaty with China, which means they finally realize their economy is collapsing. They actually are going to have to respect their intellectual property. They actually are going to buy $260 billion worth of goods, especially agricultural and other goods, and they're not going to be trying to strong-arm our corporations of us or Europeans in order to hand over technology so they can steal it all, including the Matrix, which is at Schriever Air Force Base, because America invented the Matrix of the Beast, and we have the primary node and the sub-nodes around the world for the Mark of the Beast system. This year, October 1st, which is now 9 months away, the Mark of the Beast system has become formal. And I have my sources inside the intel agencies that this year they're trying to see if they can push and see if they can have biometric certification of people when they cross state lines. Now, I haven't seen the external evidence of that yet, but my internal sources tell me they're pushing for it. Now, they might do that if there's a major pandemic, because this virus, the SARS virus, has all the sweet spot characteristics of a super plague. This is probably the worst virus since the Black Death. It may be even worse, because the Black Death required a lot of filth, like fecal matter and rats everywhere to have be a vector. This doesn't. In fact, for every person infected, they will infect 14 more people, and it has an incubation period of 2 weeks before you even get sick. It also kills 15% of people that get the virus by PCR confirmation, which is six times more than the 1918 flu that killed 100 million people at least. So we have a number of things converging on this year, including the World ID, the two largest economies on Earth, the United States, Canada, and Mexico, were merged by USMCA, which is done under this treaty, which is connected to the Council on Foreign Relations. 57% of the words of the USMCA are identical word for word and paragraph for paragraph, according to a Canadian expert on international trade law, with the TPP, which Trump got rid of. It hands over authority to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the World Trade Organization that is above the Senate, Congress, and the presidency in the future. Which means we have handed over authority to our trade, even though we'll make more money, to a world authority. Okay, this is the Ten Kings, which is in the fall issue of Foreign Affairs, 1973. Like in the Bible says, shall give their power to the beast for 1 hour. Now you have to understand that as this plague goes on, and it will be probably by the end of the week, you'll see declaration that a lot of the airlines have cut off flights. Some of them can fly from, say, Shanghai or other places, Singapore. They can fly from Singapore to America, and they can get from China to Singapore. So that as people start getting sick here in America, this could have a significant effect in shutting down the economy. Now, the globalists want to shut down the economy because they don't want Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is, some way, he's doing a lot more good than anybody else, but he's also doing evil because he's got manipulators around like John Lightning Bolt and other maniacs. And they don't want you to know that we're watching Betelgeuse since the middle of December, because these gravity waves are going to precipitate, crustal slip, and can be the final trigger for a coronal mass ejection from the sun, which is like the Carrington event. And it was so serious in 1859 that it actually burnt the hands of telegraphers. Start railway ties and forest fires. And if it happened today and North America was facing toward the CMA, what had happened, we would permanently lose power and the American citizenry would die of hypothermia, starvation, violence, and cannibalism. Now, if you don't think this could happen any day without any advance warning, you're a friggin' idiot and you're not listening to Dr. Deagle, who's been at this for half a century. So I want you to understand, God revealed this to me, because you better prep up. Don't be in a large city. Don't be downwind of a nuclear reactor. Don't be on the coast. Be at least 1,000 feet, at least 10 miles from the ocean. Be able to prep up with power, personal protection, food, water. Tell your neighbors and make sure you're able to barter. Be ready for the fact that you have first-line defense kits, because this plague is going to shut down society. And in fact, it's my prediction that as this thing rolls on, they actually are planning a vaccine that an American company and Trump has already authorized. 90 days, they want to have a forced vaccine, an RNA vaccine, against SARS, coronavirus. And you have to understand, the RNA viruses create the antigen in your body, and it's identical to the Gardasil vaccine, which is a lethal DNA-altering vaccine that can make you die. It's a death vaccine. So you have to understand, this super plague that's a population control that's race-dominant already to kill Chinese is now on a full loose. At the same time, we crushed them with a peace accord and a financial deal, brought them into the 10 nations of the 10 zones of the World Trade Organization for world government and a new world order. It happened this week. All of this happened this week. What do you think?
Well, I heard reports that that virus has mutated. Do you have any information?
Yeah, it
on
does
that,
mutate very fast. Here's the problem with RNA viruses: mutate really quickly. So it may be really bad now, but it may be a really badder. In other words, it may get worse. Now, the problem with this virus is you can incubate and carry it for up to weeks before you even start coughing, but it can transmit to someone else. They estimate that it can actually be transmissible without cough or other symptoms of serious upper respiratory infection for up to 2 weeks before you even notice that you're sick. So it means you're not going to identify somebody in the airport if they got a temperature and you put a little thing on their forehead or you do a quick swab or whatever. And the only way to tell is if there's adequate numbers of virus in their blood, you do a PCR. The PCR test is going to take hours. They're probably going to incubate you and keep you isolated for up to 2 days in quarantine before they release you if you come through a port of entry. So it's my prediction, do not travel internationally. Only travel in an aircraft with a NIOSH mask. Do have your defense wipes. Do start taking antipathogenics and anti-cytokines, because the virus isn't the thing that kills you. It's your dumping of cytokines and free radicals by your own immune system. And if you think other doctors and other health professionals know what Dr. Deagle does, you're delusional and you're damn well going to die. Because you have to understand that the globalists want population reduction. They had a website they took down about 2 years ago, information on a site called Deagle, which is a play on my name, DEAGEL.com, a military site where the experts from it visited Barack Obama over 40 times. They talked about this with the United Nations virtual, basically project for setting up super cities in the United States, 12 super cities that are highly compressed with a 240 square foot apartments with virtual walls with LED screens in them. And these cities would be hyperbaric, because as they use Project Scopex, they're going to drop the oxygen concentration by reflecting sunlight out into space, so that the oxygen concentration at sea level has already dropped from 21 to 19% over the last 20 years. If it drops under 14, you will not be able to go outside unless you have an oxygen concentrator or live in a hyperbaric chamber. So this is where we're going, people, and if you think I'm delusional, you're the one delusional, and you're damn well going to die. Okay? Now, people might be offended by that, but tough. I am here to be the shield maker to save your butt physically from super plagues and globalist maniacs, just luciferic Satanists, geopolitical liars on both sides, the left and the right, and the people even manipulating Trump are getting to do things that are wrong. 5G network, fracking, putting dirty water down into frack areas in Northern California to create superheated steam for power generation for BG&E, genetically modified food, and I found out this week also that Donald Trump's legal team is trying to turn the lawsuit against Monsanto for billions of dollars where the Roundup causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So although Trump gave a rounding reply and had a good rallies recently, including at the March for Life, the largest budget for the Planned Parenthood was last year when he got a giant budget for the military and gave them a raise, but he also got a start of his Space Force, which has an identical symbology to the symbols and the insignia for the Starfleet Command. It's identical. And his Masonic name, which God revealed to me, is Apollyon Rising, which means he's the one to re-terraform Mars, and high-level Scottish Rite Masons have designated him as the new one that's going to raise a human population on Mars, which I was their doctor since they were there since 1982. They're not they're lying when they tell you they're not back to the moon. These lying pieces of human garbage were there before even the Eagle landed on the moon. And the people that are idiots enough to think that we have a flat Earth, your brain is flat. You might as well not have a cortex from the back of your eyebrows and just have no cortex and your skull goes straight back because you're brainless. Now, you might be offended by that, but I know more than you idiots out there that think you know better than Deagle, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people trying to see if they can just make stupid statements not based on science and they don't understand Higgs boson fields, gravitonic waves, and the mapping of the space of vortices for high-speed galactic travel, which is happening at the South Pole Telescope with the Pi Meson Scope, which I took care of their team back in Colorado Springs 26 years ago, and the Hadron Project, which is one of its primary things, is to map out the galactic FTL high-speed natural highways in the cosmos. People don't know any of this stuff. Only Deagle is saying it anywhere on radio, TV, or internet. Nobody else but me, period. Okay? And it fits with the science. With Dr. McCanny, I've been had him on for years talking about this. I've had you on for years. And now the proverbial is now hitting the fan. This week, all hell is breaking loose, isn't it?
What do you think about it? It looks like Bernie Sanders is leading in New Hampshire and Iowa. What do you think about a Bernie Sanders presidency?
Bernie Sanders is like Mr. Potato Head with an angry head, okay? This guy is a satanic maniac, okay? You have to understand, he is of Jewish heritage, and modern Jews are primarily Khazars. They are the people of Gog and Magog, and I'm going to get Daniel Patrick on. Communists and socialists, which unfortunately a lot of our young people are now socialists and communists, they think the nanny state will take care of them. They're like the big bad wolf is going to rock and rock the baby, and then they're going to eat the baby, okay? If you think that a communist socialist state will give you rights and take care of you, you're an idiot. Bernie Sanders Claus is a maniac. He's a devil. And the same as this liar Watha, I call her Elizabeth Warren, and other socialists that think, firstly, you have to take personal responsibility that we can make health care and everything affordable. I would set it up so education is so affordable, nobody has a problem, and anybody can have their debt dissolved for multiple reasons, so they can actually buy a car, get a home, or start a family at age 30 after they've got their basic education. Secondly, I want to have full integration of medicines so we start extending human lifespan. I'm one of the primary doctors that teaches at the Academy of Anti-Aging Life Extension, and I made the most amazing discoveries. I have the first product in the world, patented July, that actually gives you back to the fetal state, the only state where you do not age. I have the only product in the world that has that. I also discovered Linus Pauling's equations for DNA induction of messenger RNA and peptides, and I'm extracting literally this weekend and exosomes and peptide frequencies for rebuilding organs. And it's my plan to have not only a diagnostic machine for looking at the quantum frequencies of the body and the chi energy pathways, but also frequencies to rebuild extended limbs, so if you blew your legs off, Dr. Deagle's technology in the future will allow you to regrow entire organs, including limbs. Nobody else on Earth knows what I know. I stand on the shoulders of giant scientists, I stand on the shoulders of Nikola Tesla, Raymond Rife, Dr. Cavins of the Nonlinear Institute, but Dr. Deagle sees farther because I stand on the shoulders of giants. How's that? And you need to respect me, people. And now, like Rodney Dangerfield, when I haven't had respect for now almost 20-some years, 21 years, the days when, as Rodney Dangerfield said, I don't get no respect are over. Because if you don't respect me, you're gonna die, sucker. What do you think?
Well, you want me to talk about the woolly mammoth?
Yeah, why don't you get into woolly mammoth? And the fact is, these information that you have is very vital because people think, well, it's just historical and geographic and so on. No, it's not. So we're going to be gone for a couple minutes, but we're going to come back. I want to hear from you because people need a grasp. This is the beginning of the end of the secular age of Luciferic reptilian control of Earth. It started Monday with the unveiling, and your books and your research and McCanny is a major part of that unveiling. Back in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
I want Greg back for hour number 3 when I'm bringing on Pastor Butch, because this year I want a dialogue or a trialogue. I want people to realize it's not just Deagle doing a monologue like that moron yesterday that thought I cut off McCanny. You got cut off by bad phone lines, people. I want you to speak, so go ahead, and then we're going to bring on Greg. We'll keep Greg if we can. If he's not coughing his head off from his flu, we'll keep him on hour 3 when we bring on Butch Paw for the first 2 segments, because Butch can only do a couple segments anyway. And so tell us more about your research, because my friend, actually a classmate in grade 12, went to Baffin Island back in the 70s, and they exhumed a tusk of one of the giant woolly mammoths, and they calculated the mass of the mammoth, And at that time, of course, before the big crustal slip, that the woolly mammoth, by the way, was flash frozen, they figured, by literally the atmosphere turning into liquid nitrogen, like the movie The Day After Tomorrow, which is much worse than that. It dropped 200 degrees in a matter of minutes, and even the food inside them, in fact, were woolly mammoth steaks that were actually fed to restaurants until the late 90s from Siberia that was actually sold to the French, this French restaurant, that were frozen 12,000 years ago when the tropospheric inversion happened, which, by the way, we weaponized the atmosphere, and we can do it now. We and the Russians can actually do a tropospheric inversion and drop the temperature at ground level 200 degrees to turn the atmosphere into liquid nitrogen. We can do it now. And this happened, so the mass of this woolly mammoth was 6 times the size of a large African bull elephant, and its tusk was 26 miles long. So go ahead and give us more info. Go ahead.
Did you want me to talk, or did you want Greg?
I want you to talk. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've been researching the mammoth, and one thing I learned that shocked me was the depth of the Siberian permafrost. I didn't realize it goes down 5,000 feet. It's almost a mile deep. And the permafrost in, for example, Prudhoe Bay in North Alaska is only 2,000 feet. And in the north of Canada on Ellesmere Island, the deepest permafrost there is 1,600 feet deep.
Right.
So why is this? Something must have happened in North Siberia. Well, I think when the crust moved, there were circumstances that have been unprecedented in recorded history. We simply
right.
have no anything to compare this with.
Well, what people have to understand is that God has put me in a position to connect the dots from geniuses like McCanny and yourself and people like Greg Ford and others, and my intel contacts inside Space Command. So when I connect these dots, I understand the whole thing. For example, the research by Dr. Stephen D. Jacobson from Northwestern University in Illinois, the work on gravity wave, on stability of the ringwoodite nuclei to release water and trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes, and the connection to crustal slips would end civilizations. The Atlantean civilization in Mu, which died many thousands of years ago, which was told to me when I was actually at Space Command, was directly due to a crustal slip. And in fact, the dormant magma domes, which are all over the world, I took care of John Fiella, who was a cohort of Phil Schneider, because he had particle disease from sodium-cooled nuclear reactors, causing restrictive lung disease. You have to understand, Dr. Deagle doesn't know something. I know everything. And that offends people, but I don't give a damn if you're offended. You need to ask me good questions and have a little high humility. And what it's done is raise more questions. I don't have all the answers. That's why I want people like you and my friends and people to go up there, like my old classmate, and prove this, because we're on the edge of something very catastrophic to civilization, and the globalists know it, which is why they have their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket to go underground and eat caviar and play video games while we fry on the surface. That's what they're not protecting, the infrastructure, the power grid, or anything, because they want to see us die from super plagues and earth changes and galactic things that event that come to the earth while they hide underground 2 or 3 miles underground in their dumbs and actually retunnel out tunnels, because the surface tunnels will be destroyed by superquakes. They'll cease to exist. So we won't be able to tunnel down to get to them, and they'll have to tunnel up to get away from their super, their tombs in the deep earth. And this is all happening this year.
So how do they supply these caverns or, you know, these cities with oxygen? I mean, don't they have to have a connection to the surface?
They can, but they can also take things like ringwoodite and extract oxygen simply by compressing ringwoodite rock, which has oxygen and hydrogen. Remember, you can split water and create oxygen, right? It's very easy to do. Hydrolysis, right? And you have to understand that they have nuclear reactors, they have tokamak fusion reactors, which fuse helium-3 from the moon, which they've been mining for 4 or 5 decades now. And the Chinese finally got onto it. They actually were listening to my show for 12 years, and last year the Chinese built virtually identical to the design I've talked about for almost 12 years on my shows, how to build the tokamak fusion reactor, and it now exists in China. Did you know that? And they have assigned 3,500 scientists 4 years ago to mine on the moon, and this year the Chinese are going to mine helium on the moon and bring it back and build tokamak fusion reactors and sell to everybody on Earth. Although we had the technology 60 years ago, we hid it, and we went to the space program go dark. The Chinese are not doing that. They're going to make money on it and sell fusion reactors to everybody. Did you know that? Which is why we've released a super plate to kill Chinese and to make sure they're enslaved to our World Trade Organization and our bubble economy. People don't realize the New World Order is not from Beijing or Moscow or South Africa. It's from America. And the primary node is in Colorado at Schriever Air Force Base, Vulcan, Colorado. Wild, eh? And while Donald J. Trump is doing is a good-hearted man trying to do things, he's a high-level Skystrike Mason trying to terraform Mars and reestablish the kingdom of ancient Apollo. That's why all over his apartment, you go online and see it, he's got Apollo everywhere in his apartment at the 66th floor. You have to understand who Donald Trump is. You do not advance in any government, any military, any legal, any medical system unless you're a high-level Mason of some kind. You do not advance. They will persecute you and remove you, and you do not get advanced. That's why secret orders in every society on Earth and every religion, including communism, have secret orders that will not tell you that if you don't belong to them and get bumped to the higher levels, you do not get power. Interesting, eh? So tell us more about what when do you think your book will come out? When do you think you'll have that or a video putting this together?
Well, I'm 54,000 words into it. I think I'm way over half done, but I'm going to hold off on making any predictions. I don't have a publisher yet. I'm not worried about that, though. If I have to, I'll self-publish it.
Yeah, self-publish it and get it out really quickly. I'll tell you why. The average person now is starting to take notice, and as they say, like Rodney Dangerfield, I'm starting to get respect, which I had none before. And people need to realize I'm getting my word out through YouTube and other videos. In fact, yesterday I had a trouble where Pippa.io switched to Acast and would have put up my shows yesterday about all of the things we talked about. Because the globalists are freaked out about Deagle releasing information. I get so many times when my studio here or anywhere I've been, Genesis, RBN, whatever, gets cut off because they're afraid that Deagle knows more than any other current person releasing classified information in human history, and there's not even anybody within a million miles close to what I know. No one. Not Alex Jones, not like any of the people even at the Gen 6 conference that speculate about UFOs and so on. They know virtually nothing compared to what I know. Nothing. And I try to get them on. The only person I have on there that's actually is pretty reasonable is Ellie Marzulli. The other people at Gen 6 aren't coming on my show. They should, because I'd cross-examine them and give them additional information to cross-connect. For example, the large triangular UFO that we talked about with Greg Ford the other day, I took care of the people over at Vandenberg Air Force Base. They're actually managing it. 98% of the vehicles up there are not alien. They're ours. And that's why the FBI are actually this month seizing all the high-quality third-generation infrared light scope, night scopes, because you can see the traffic in the skies. It's like looking at the LA freeway. You just lay on your back or sit in a lawn chair and look up beside your house or your yard to the sky if you don't have light pollution, and you'll see so much traffic, your eyes will pop out of your head with a really high-quality night vision scope. Did you know that? Because they can't shield infrared light when they actually have shielded against visible light. Did you know that? Interesting, eh? It's not just for, they don't want people to have night vision if they're starting to try to seize guns or grab people in the night. No, no, no. They don't want you to see what's really going on with the real space program, like that little kid McKinnon in Scotland hacked into the naval computer and actually was publishing the International Solar System fleets of 20 years ago. Little kid with Asperger's syndrome is real high IQ. They were trying to see if they could rendition him all the way to America to wipe his little brain clean of facts because they didn't want the public to realize that this little kid managed to hack into the naval thing. Well, I took care of the space fleet. I was their doctor. Duh. So Donald Trump didn't invent it. That's why the symbology of the Starfleet Command and the Space Force is identical.
So what countries are involved in this space fleet?
Every country on Earth.
US, right?
Every country on Earth. Russia, China, everybody's involved. It's not just America. Isn't that wild? See, at one level, you'll see there's conflict, like us and Russia or whatever. But on other levels, there's not conflict, there's collaboration. Conflict is for public consumption only, just like the poo parties, the demon rats and the republic rat craps. That's for public consumption to distract us from what they're really doing, which is doing all the other crap that they don't want us to know about. Do you follow me? It's a giant distraction, even the conflict of war for the bankers is a giant distraction of what's really going on behind the scenes. For example, World War II, the Nazis and the SS and the Thule Society took over intel agencies, and the deep state that runs the world with people like Brennan Clapper, they're basically all, in a sense, descended from the Nazis and the SS and the Thule Society that channel transdimensional entities, and were channeling the ancient Vimana how to build gravitonic vehicles using boundary zones of Higgs bosons with plasma forms of mercury, which was designed by the ancient Indians tens of thousands of years ago. Did you know there's an area near Bombay, India, you can go and you can actually still buy little trinkets because of the ancient nuclear war, and the actual people will sell you trinkets from the ancient war in India with the sand turned into this special crystalline green sand in chunks that was created by the explosion of nuclear weapons near Bombay back tens of thousands of years ago. Did you know that? You can go to India and get it and actually buy the trinkets right there. Did you know that? Probably not, right? They hide all this stuff. You don't get it in university or your church or whatever. They're not going to tell you the truth. They're part of the liocracy and the slitherocracy, the left and right side of the snake. They want to keep you like sheep. They should actually start school off. Little kiddies, the first thing we're going to learn is not your alphabet. We're going to teach you how to baa. Okay, Big John, Jimmy, and Susie, here's what you do. Go baa, baa. Now, if you make a good ba, I'm going to give you a special prize. What do you think? Pretty funny, hey? Ba lessons. Do you think that's funny? That's why you hear that song, you know, the one from the Masons in the East Coast. And they sing the song, ba, ba, ba. Have you ever heard that song? We actually sang it in our barbershoppers. It actually came from the high-level Masons in East. I'm not a Mason, by the way. I got inducted into Phi Rho Sigma because they told me they want to tap me up because I'm so smart. I told them to go to hell. I'm not interested in you crazy buggers. Some people say you're a Mason. No, I'm not a Mason. I think they're devils, manipulators. They're Satanists. They believe in doing good and evil, which is why the people that do most of the good on the earth and the evil are Masons or Secret Order, whatever the hell you want to call them. Interesting, hey? So your book is really important. It needs to come out this year. It needs to come out with also facts beforehand. We'll do more and more videos because this stuff is really mind-boggling. And people say, well, Dr. Deagle, that's just your conspiracy theory. I said, you're an idiot, and you're going to die an idiot. The Darwin effect will take you out, sucker. Because not only will the SARS virus and 5G network...
I learned that. I learned what you're saying, that it is mind-boggling. I learned that after I got into it. I realized...
You have a high curiosity index. So that's why you write Black 9/11 and the 9/11 Mystery Plane. Those books, by the way, your books, 9/11 Mystery Plane and Black 9/11, I'm certain... The 43 attorney grand jury and panel in New York City under Dan Sheehan, who's a high-level Jesuit, by the way, and a good man, and Barbara Honecker, who's in Scotland, coming back next week, and I'll re-interview her. Which, by the way, the YouTube people threatened to pull my YouTube channel completely for just interviewing her on my show. Son of a bitch. Yeah, to understand, you'll probably be asked by the panel to actually be a witness about the self-inflicted wound called 9/11. We did it to ourselves, okay? Not Saudi Arabia. Got it, people? Back in a moment with hour number three, we'll probably bring on Pastor Butch Baugh and Greg Ford. We hope to have Greg there in between coughing spells, and he actually has some comments. We'll get you on the weekend. I want to call you tomorrow and get you on Vimeo, and we'll get some video up and put some pictures up so people can see it on video. So I'll call you tomorrow, okay? Mark, take care.
Thank you, Doc.